Then the little children were being brought to him in order that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples spoke certainly to those who brought them. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs."
Amen. All right, we're going to do a little changing around in here. We got a little setting up to do. We're going to have an opportunity to have a conversation with three of our four youth who attended the National Youth Event in Orlando, Florida. So I'll just tell you a little bit about it while they set this up. This is a once every 4 years type of trip, and it was youth from all over the United States, also from Germany. We had youth from our United Church of Christ denomination, but this was the first time ever that we also joined with youth from the Disciples of Christ denomination as well. So every 4 years they get together for an opportunity for worship, learning, service, and fun. And we had four of youth from our two churches, Cathedral of Hope and Church of the Open Arms, go. And so we're going to have a little conversation with them today so that we can all hear what it is our ministry is doing with our youth.
Unfortunately, Daylin had a little, parental mix-up with custody stuff, and so she didn't make it to be with us this morning from Church of Cathedral of Hope.
But she'll be here tonight, and our youth will also be there tonight to give back to Cathedral of Hope.
So you can come back tonight and listen to it again, because it's going to be different.
It will be a little different. All right, first things first, what did you think about the airplane trip?
It was my first, so cool.
So cool. Anybody else?
My ears kept popping.
Your ears kept popping? Mine too.
What about the time that you had to get there?
What do you mean?
At the airport in Oklahoma City.
We were almost late. I should say that much.
Oh, it was early.
How early was it?
Too early.
Early enough to where I fell in the car going there at like 3.
3 o'clock in the morning, wasn't it? Now, remember, what I say about these microphones, you got to put it on your lip almost so we can...
I know.
Okay, good. There we go.
No problem with Carson.
Thanks.
All right, so when we got there, what did you think about the place that we were staying?
Where was it?
It was Disney.
Coronado Springs.
And where is Coronado Springs?
Disney World.
Orlando, Florida.
Okay. And I think you guys kind of pretty much liked where we were staying. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And why did you like it?
The pool.
Yeah.
Tell us about the pool.
There was a big pool and a small pool, and we went to the pool like at least twice a day.
There was a slide, and then there was this huge beach ball.
Went there a lot.
So whenever Hank and I couldn't find you, what would we do?
Search the pool.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what happened.
Which were not anywhere near each other, so it was a lot of exercise for someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. It's on the other side.
I'm so glad you liked the pool.
Hank was mad.
Hank was mad.
Only once.
He got mad at me because they were underwater.
Yeah.
So after we got there on the first day, we got to go take part in something called an exhibit hall. And this is all the United Church of Christ and Disciples of Christ colleges, organizations, ministries, mission trip opportunities. And they set up a booth in something called the exhibit hall. And our own Lisa Wolf was there representing Oklahoma City University. Woo! And so the exhibit hall was open during times when we didn't have other things we were supposed to be at. And you all got to go there for quite a long time. Tell us about the things that you experienced in that hall and what you took away from it.
I got a lot of free stuff.
Free stuff.
I liked it.
And what is free stuff called?
What?
What's free stuff called?
Sunglasses.
Swag.
Oh, okay.
Swag.
Got a lot of swag. All right, so you got some sunglasses. And what were some of the booths that you especially remembered?
Virtual reality.
Yeah.
It was like...
Can you... Yeah, tell us about Isaiah.
Solitary confinement. Well, you put these headphone things on. And
put your microphone even closer.
Put it on your mouth.
You put these headphone things on, and then there's these glasses type thing. Well, they got a phone at the back of it. You put it on, and you start out in this room. You're in prison, and they tell you how long you're going to be in there. You're in there for...
I was in there for 32 years.
32 years.
So it was a virtual reality experience about the fact that solitary confinement is actually torture. And there was a man who had been in solitary confinement for how many years that was leading this?
32.
32.
The guy who was setting everything up was in there for 32 years.
He was there for 32 years, and this was the exhibit to visit because all of you waited hours to do this 9-minute virtual reality. And so you're saying you put some glasses on your head so that you couldn't see.
It was
see.
With a phone.
It was on a phone.
You can actually do this right now. If you get, you can make like a little cardboard box thing just to hold your phone in it, and you can download the app, and you can just use it.
And you had headphones on, so you couldn't hear the rest of us.
Yeah, like we were in a convention, basically. It was like loud, very loud. We couldn't hear. I couldn't hear a single person.
I couldn't hear myself think.
I could hear people.
Okay, can you tell us about the? So there are 2 days that we were on workshops, right?
Yeah.
So who can tell us about the favorite workshop that they went to?
I can.
You can. Okay. What was it?
My first workshop was this guy. And he was going through the mountains of Mexico with sponsorships, and he stumbled upon this place where people were starving and they didn't have homes, and he pretty much just built homes for them. He has staff there now working full-time and volunteering, and he's done that for a few places, but in the U.S., in South Carolina, South Carolina, he stumbled upon this Indian tribe, which he was blessed or something by them, and now he's able to tell their story. And there, the people think it's so hopeless. There's four suicides a week, and about 15 suicide attempts a week. And that place really needed help because a while ago, or like a long time ago. The tribe was really big, and it covered almost the whole South Dakota, and they killed all the people, almost all the people, and took the kids and took them to boarding school, where they learned English and lost their culture. And so he's now helping them, and that's his biggest project. And the whole message of that was, well, what I got out of it was no matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you can make a difference.
Cool. I'm glad you had a good workshop experience there. Besides the workshops, there was also morning worship, right? This word called plenary that you learned what the word plenary means. And an evening one. And there were special speakers. So who wants to tell us about some of the special speakers?
There was a girl from Saudi Arabia.
Pakistan.
Yeah. Who dealt with child marriage, basically. And her friend was married by the age of 6. And...
Seven, sorry.
Anyway. Yeah. But it was, like, really hard for her because her friend, like, basically ignored her after that point. Then they found out when she was 8, she came to school one day and she had marks on her arms from her husband. And she helped change. Her and her uncle together stopped her parents.
Well, pretty much the thing that motivated her to do that was her friend was abused by him, and she found out that there's laws against child. Or she thought it was wrong for children to marry at such a young age, and so her and her uncle pretty much made the law. Enforced it.
That you can't get married until
at least 16.
16. And how old was she?
9.
When she was talking to us.
Oh, she was 14.
14-year-old speaker.
What about Aiden? Were you impressed by Aiden?
Oh, he was that kid who played a harmonica and got $80.
Yeah, what was his story? You remember?
David wants to say it, guys.
It's Isaiah.
Isaiah.
Oh, yeah, Isaiah.
Oh, okay.
You can tell that one?
Okay.
What did he do?
How was it? He was talking, and then he said they were at a restaurant. And, you know, when you sit in a restaurant, you order your food, then you probably sit there about 45, 50 minutes. And then they bring it. So he said he went to go play his harmonica outside. Well, he had on his hat, he said, and he put it down. Well, he did say he wasn't pretty good, but people gave him money. And by the end, when he was done playing, he had about $80, he said.
And how old was he when that happened?
Like
8.
Yeah.
8 years old, playing music, got a lot of money, and then what did that inspire him to do?
Donate it to, I forgot.
Somewhere. And then what did he keep doing?
Singing.
Donating.
He sang for us.
Do you remember how many different events he said he had sung for, or how many organizations he had sung for?
How many? Can't think of all of them.
Three hundred.
He said.
I think he was 14 as well, too. Is that
right? Yeah, he was 14 now. He's 14 now.
Does anybody remember about Trisha? Was she 14?
Oh,
she was 16.
16. Okay.
From Chicago.
I got this one. Wasn't she the cyberbullying one?
Yep, cyberbullying.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So she was doing something, I don't know, and she stumbled upon, or she was watching the news or something, and she saw that a 11-year-old girl committed suicide because for about a few years somebody was bullying them on the internet. And she read all these stories about how people committed suicide and lost their life at such a young age and didn't get to live life. And she didn't think that was okay and that nobody's trying to stop it. And that the motto is stop and tell a parent. Well, it's kind of embarrassing to tell a parent or somebody. So,
if you're getting cyberbullied, you don't always want to tell your parent.
You don't always want to tell somebody. And so she decided, she was thinking for a while, and she was thinking with a friend, and she came up with this great idea to have this app where it asks you to think twice about what you're doing.
Yeah.
And she had already known how to write computer code by the age of 10. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was really good at that, and she liked that.
She liked books of computers.
And she coded the whole thing, and she started trial runs, and it was off the charts how good that did. So she decided to make that into an actual app, and it's now helping today.
So she found that if a teenager has this special keyboard app on their phone, and if they're about to type something like "you are so ugly" or something negative into their Facebook about somebody, or on Twitter, or on Instagram, it pops up and it says, "Are you sure you want to post this?" And 90% of the time, if they had an opportunity to rethink if they were going to say something mean to somebody else, they didn't post it. And so by 90%, it cut cyberbullying for those people that had her app.
And my favorite thing about her was that she explained to children that it's okay that we make some bad decisions sometimes, because by the age of 13, your prefrontal cortex, that's the part of your brain in the front that makes decisions, and it finishes developing by the age of 21, which is the reason why you're able to drink at 21. It's because you can make decisions for yourself.
But people don't listen to that rule.
Yeah. So now children have a reason.
That was Hank's motto.
Why'd you do that? My prefrontal cortex isn't developed.
That was his motto the whole way through the trip.
I heard a lot about a speaker that you guys talked a lot about, Michelle Higgins. Does anybody want to talk about her?
Yeah, I want to. She was, I don't remember a lot, because almost fell asleep because I woke up really early. I know me. But I remember one thing she said. She said, "You know how we say Black Lives Matter? But when you guys say Our Lives Matter too, we have the right to say, well, our lives matter more because we don't have equal rights to you guys. So we're the ones who can say, I matter more currently because I'm the one who is treated worse." Something like that.
I can rephrase that. Okay.
Go.
All right, so she said that when a black person says Black Lives Matter, but when a white person says, well, what about white lives? And somebody should say, what about equal rights? All rights should matter. And, you know, it's the reality that all lives don't matter to some people when they should.
Yeah. Cool. Well, other than that, we did have some fun, too. I mean, those things were fun. But we went to Hollywood Studios and the Magic Kingdom. So why don't you say one of your favorite things about that time?
Okay, well, I wussed out in Hollywood Studios, I'm going to be honest. I did not ride Rock and Roller Coaster, nor Tower of Terror.
That was amazing.
He said that the suspense of Tower of Terror was more scary than the ride. Yeah. But I rode Big Thunder Mountain, which I left my hat in the roller coaster. We rode Splash Mountain, which you could see. Cool part about that was that we saw the fireworks going as we went down. And I yelled, "I'm a giraffe," all the way down.
Okay.
It was a long ride.
My favorite was the Rock and Roller Coaster, where you, like, went to the thing a little bit, and then you just, like, stopped there, and then you were, BOW! And you're just, like, you took off really fast, and it was really fast.
And left your stomach back there.
Yeah, I left my stomach back there. Can I go get it? And,
It only lasted 90 seconds, that ride.
Yeah.
It was the shortest ride we went on.
It felt, like, so long, because my head was bouncing off the And they had blasting rock music, which was great. And this guy, he was sitting next to me with his family in front of us, and he was, like, telling him, "I bet you I can scream louder." I was like, "I bet I could scream louder," and I won.
What was your favorite part, Isaiah?
Well, my favorite roller coaster was the moon one, but about the Rock and Roller Coaster,
Space Mountain.
Well, it was me, David, Kayla, and Daylan. David was in the front. Daylan was in the second one. I was in the third. She was in the back. It was funny to me. I was laughing the whole time.
I can attest that you laughed the whole time. And I couldn't even breathe. I don't know where you got the
breath. I was scared. I thought I was going to hit myself.
Yeah,
like, you can't see anything. And
you could see the bar when you went past it. If you're any taller than Hank, you're going to...
Okay. Good to know.
Glad I didn't go.
Well... Overall, what are some of the things that you liked about going on the whole trip, or what did you bring back?
From the experience.
I'm Mickey.
Oh, okay. One thing that was funny is that David one day went out to say, I want to go get some people for Snapchat. And I walked out, and I immediately yelled at this one person, "Add him! Go!"
Well, Carson, he liked to talk to everybody. Like, there was somebody there, and... he'd be like, "Hey, what's up? I like your shoes." And, like, the most random thing. I don't know. But my motto for Carson is he's a social butterfly and has to spread his wings and talk.
All right.
Which he did.
Which showed, because I...
Even more than me.
I made
friends. What? No.
I made friends with a few people, and they come back, and they'd be like, "Hey, want to be friends?" And I'm like, "How do we know you?" I'm like, "Oh." Then they see me, and they're like, "Oh."
No, they asked me, "Hey, you want to be friends?" I was like, "Only if you have Snapchat."
So making new friends from all around the United States, that was one part of the trip that you enjoyed. Anything else? What was the main, like, what are you bringing back?
Believe. What was the motto of the...
It was believe.
Right.
Like, at every workshop, every ministry...
And there was a guy taller than Kenny.
They always mentioned to believe.
And there
you can do anything as long as... you know, you believe.
And one thing that was cool is that there was a guy taller than Kenny. Like, I don't even think there was a guy that was.
What did you think about getting to know each other?
Cool. Oh my god, these two bicker back and forth every five seconds.
Hey, I'm going to be honest. I didn't know David that much, but after the trip, I know him a lot more.
It's good.
Well, I know them a lot. They fight too much.
No.
It was those pillow fights in your room.
Yeah.
No. It was more like yelling fights.
One thing I have to say about the trip is that everybody has their own special personality trait that is just amazing that nobody else has. And Hank just so happens to have a personality trait where he will talk to each and every person. And he got us into the best situations. He got us at the front of every single line in Disney because of everyone he talked to. He got the sideways. He got us everywhere. So if you ever need to go on a trip, I say bring Hank. So that was wonderful.
Don't be late.
And don't be late.
Don't be late. That's
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Them two got me in trouble the most. He yelled at us because we were all late. And...
Isaiah was late. I was moderately late. I was fashionably late.
Them two.
I wasn't late at all.
Doesn't matter. We got there.
Isaiah.
Better late than never, right?
He was the one with the clock.
He was just sitting down. We were like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Well, I'm getting dressed." So
he ordered.
He's laying.
He ordered room service while we were out at the, what was it?
You ordered room service, too.
I think you're being able to see that these kids have bonded in a wonderful, wonderful way. I want you... Yes. Thank you all for making it possible for us to begin again a new youth ministry. Thank you to Hank for going with us. Thank you to Le'Aaron and Adrian also for starting with youth ministry, and thank you all.
And now all we have to do is do another fundraiser so that do some fundraising so that in 4 more years we can take even more kids.
Yeah.
All right.
Any last words, anybody?
We taught Kayla new words.
They taught me new words.
Say your words, Kayla.
Okay, if you're looking good, you got some loud shoes.
You got
right?
some loud shoes?
No.
I don't have the lingo down yet.
Like that, right there you're wearing?
This is loud.
Yeah, that's loud. That's it stands out.
It stands out. I'll teach you the new words I learned someday as well. All right, thank y'all.
Did we turn these off?
Yeah.
No.